Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut. You've said all you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond. Your chest. It's time for mouthing off all over the world.
That's right, it is time for mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie, the continental lover, Mansfield.
Yeah, the icon is in the building. You know, I always say that champions are remembered, Jeff, but legends are never forgotten. And you're with a legend tonight. And you know something? What a show we got going.
It's a good time for sports right now with the divisional rounds wrapped up. All four games are in the books. The winners of those games, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens, and the Detroit Lions will take on the San Francisco 49ers. That Chiefs-Bills game was fantastic. The Ravens ran over Houston, which wasn't a huge surprise, but disappointing. Disappointing that the Ravens handled Houston so well, but we'll talk about that a little later. We're going to talk about all of this a little later. The WWE signed a big deal with Netflix. Ooh. And I read an article that says that that's going to be it, but we'll see. I'm sure there's more to come about that. And we're going to talk about Wide Right and the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry, Bills Nation. You know I was on your side going into this, and I was rooting heavy. I'm tired of the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift circus that's going on.
Yeah, but Jeff, if it's not going right, you got to go left.
Well, they went left. So the unfortunate thing is that once again, the Buffalo Bills are out of the playoffs. Not getting over the hump yet. You know, when they finally beat the Kansas City Chiefs, that's the year that that team will actually win a Super Bowl. It's not too late for the Buffalo Bills. They're still young. They were without a lot of their defense, and they were without arguably their best wide receiver, Gabe Davis, out of UCF right here in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, quit making excuses for them. They just lost. Well, and you know, Jeff, I got a scoop, you know, when we come back here shortly, but...
All right, well, we'll be right back. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Ripple Grip Pro. Though created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avins, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials. This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing database decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Oh, Eddie, we got things to talk about here on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Yeah, mercenary. Right.
NFL coaches. We can't seem to stop talking about this, but I guess it's the time of year. Typically, coaches are getting fired around this time, and it's not as hot as the stove seems to be at the moment. But the Titans got their man in Brian Callahan.
I didn't see that coming, did you?
No, that wasn't a name that I saw coming off the board this quickly, but...
He stunk. As the head coach of the Raiders.
Well, listen, Bill Belichick stunk as a head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So there's always time to make it better. So the Titans are hoping that Brian Callahan can be the next Bill Belichick. And they have the quarterback in place, I think, for him to do so. In Will Levis, I'm high on Will Levis. He's one of those guys that didn't go high in that draft. They waited around for him, and the Titans, I think, got a steal in that draft.
I think he's like a Justin Herbaugh. You know what I mean, Herbert?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
I think so.
The Chargers.
Yeah, he can throw. Levis can throw, and he's not a joke. He just needs a good offensive coordinator to make sure that they build plays around him that make him better. Yeah. You know, that's the key. You know, some of these people come in with their offense and their defense and all this other stuff. You know, you can't be a great coach of men unless you can say, okay, you know, Jeff, you're great throwing the ball down the field. And you can throw short. Why do I want to take you out of things that you can't do?
It's interesting, Eddie, because sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The West Coast offense seems to work with any quarterback that is got a head on his shoulders.
Can run the West Coast. Yeah. I mean, it's a dump and go, you know?
Yeah, so I get it, but you're right. I mean, really, when you get to be an NFL head coach, you should be able to come in and adapt to the players. They always talk about the players adapting to the new system. Well,
yeah,
the system definitely needs to adapt to the player as well.
Absolutely.
The Chargers met with Jim Harbaugh again, and
that's where he's going, I'm telling you.
That wouldn't be a bad place for him. I mean, he seems to like California. He would be in a better area of California. That's hard to say when you're talking about Los Angeles, but it's actually, in my opinion, better than San Francisco.
I used to live in Santa Monica, so, you know.
Yeah, but you, like, I gotta... Santa Monica used to be Santa Monica. It isn't Santa Monica anymore.
It's Tent City now. You know, it's like sad.
The last time I went to the Santa Monica Pier. The last time I went to the Santa Monica Pier, which has been a couple of years, so I can only assume it's gotten worse. I didn't feel safe once the sun went down. And I thought to myself, this is sad because this is such an iconic place to be. There's no reason for a place like this to become a cesspool, right. But I digress. Ron Rivera met with the Eagles. Say you've got in the notes here that he met to be a line coach. I read that he was going to be the defensive coordinator. Did I read an article that misled me?
Well, no. That's why I put line down, and because it's defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a defensive line.
Well, that's true.
Well, I hope he can coach better than he did with the Commodore. What do you call him?
The Commodores. They're great. And, they're a great Commodore band. Hold on. It's a good Commodore song. I can't think of a good...
Yeah, they're like the ass end of a northbound mule. And that's Washington. And so, you know, with him going to the Eagles... See, that's why I still believe that Kelce retired. Well, they also fired Johnson.
Yeah, but that needed to happen. That needed to happen. Brian Johnson was a ridiculously bad offensive.
Well, he was an overrated guy because he got the job of that woke black stuff. That's the only reason he got that job. And I'm so sick of that. Hire the best guy for the job. I don't care what color you are. I came out of professional wrestling. I was around the most people. They weren't white. They were from the islands. They were from Samoa. They were from this. They were from that. They're from Russia. They're from China. They're from everywhere. And so, you know, you made it to the main event because you could put asses in the seat and win the big one. And that's what you got to look at as a coach, GM, or an owner, or whatever. You got to pick the best guy that works with your system.
Well, unfortunately, there's
your ideology.
There's heavy pressure against that. There's a lot of scrutiny taken if they don't do that. But speaking of white coaches, Mike Vrabel, where do you think he's going to end up?
Boy, I think he's going to the Carolina Panthers, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
Because they, you know, Morgan, they put, he was a first round draft choice and a great linebacker for the Carolina Panthers. He's a president and GM. I think that he's going to, a linebacker to a linebacker, you know what I mean? They speak the same language. And Vrabel is a winner. And he's proven that. And I think, I don't know if he can do it with Bryce Young. That's an iffy. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the beautiful thing about getting Mike Vrabel is that it looks like it's a package deal. If you bring Mike Vrabel in, you've got a good chance of signing Derrick Henry. And if you bring Derrick Henry in to the Panthers, I can't say you replace Christian McCaffrey because
McCaffrey, he's the best.
He's
dumbasses.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, they dumbasses traded Christian I mean, I'm sick with that.
What are you doing when you do that? Are you mailing it in at that point when you get rid of a guy that's young? I mean, my baseball team did the same thing. They got rid of one of the youngest players in baseball who is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and they were mailing it in. They said, this isn't going to work in time for him to be back, which is disappointing from a fan standpoint because the kid's, you know, in his early 20s.
Right.
And you're like, okay, so you're telling me that for 10 years, you don't think that you're going to be able to compete. But baseball's not, it's not baseball time yet. But really, moving on from a guy like that, I don't get it either, Eddie.
Literally, if you're an owner, Jeff, how can you look at a GM and how can a GM look at an owner and say, we need to trade Christian McCaffrey?
I don't know.
He's a game changer. Are you out of your friggin' mind?
Yeah, I mean,
trade
I guess,
whole defense.
I guess the argument that was made in those meetings was that he'd been injured and that it wasn't, it just wasn't going to work out, and they were going to have to rebuild. So they were able to get some stuff out of him. But anyway, you don't do it. Derrick Henry, though, a good replacement at running back if you're the Carolina Panthers. That would be fun to watch. Bryce Young wouldn't be as likely to get sacked every time that he got the ball because he could hand it to the biggest, craziest to watch running back in the league.
And the key to that is Vrabel.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to it.
If the Panthers hire him, they'll get Derrick Henry.
I think Mike Vrabel's an underrated coach. I think Tennessee was crazy to move on from him, but sometimes that's good. Sometimes puts a little chip on your shoulder when a team fires you when maybe you shouldn't have been fired.
Well, you know, when I look at it, here's what I believe they're thinking is. If they bring in a Vrabel or get rid of a Vrabel and bring in a Bill Callahan, well, he's been a journey guy from New Orleans to Denver to everywhere, but he's an offensive guru. He knows how to take a quarterback and make him special. Well, boy, he's got a lot of work with Bryce when it comes to Carolina. But, you know, is that going to happen in Carolina? And I'm going to tell you no. I mean, but in Tennessee, it's going to happen. And I believe they brought him in Tennessee because of his quarterback knowledge and his offensive coordinating deal. And he's going to take that Levitt and make him into a big star.
So I read the notes on the segment here, and all the talk is Bill Belichick's going to end up in Atlanta. He's interviewed there twice, so has Harbaugh, I think, or Harbaugh's getting ready to. But you have him replacing Sean McDermott
in
Buffalo. How?
I think that's a sleeper.
That's
a sleeper because McDermott can't produce the final. That's called a Super Bowl.
I'm not going to do the same thing I did in the opening segment and make excuses for the Buffalo Bills, but I think he's a well-liked coach.
Excuses, weak as one character, my boy.
I'm not making excuses for me. I'm not trying to hold up the Buffalo Bills character. They can do that on their own. But what I am saying is that had they had the three defensive players that were out.
Yeah, but if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass either.
Hey, listen, the Kansas City Chiefs were unhealthy early in the season, and they got healthy at the right time. The Bills did not. We only have a minute left here, Eddie. WWE.
You know something?
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, I want to hear what you're going to say. Andy Reid is the maker of men. He knows how to coach men, and that's the difference.
I told you
he would out-coach Buffalo all day long.
Yeah. He needs to focus more on his tight end. But WWE signed a major deal bringing Monday Night Raw to Netflix. They've said that they're not going to get into the live sports. And granted, you and I know that Monday Night Raw it's a TV taping.
Right.
The liveness of it all is sort of production wise not necessarily true.
It's slanted, you know. It's really good, and you know, you got to give McMahon his credit.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about this more, and we didn't give it enough air, so going into the next segment, I think we're going to talk about this a little more. How does that sound?
Okay, that's fine.
You good with that? All right, well, we'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Yes.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. And as
As I said before,
we are going to discuss this Netflix WWE deal a little more because there's a lot more air in that than we gave it. I read an article. Netflix is saying that they are going to continue their plan to stay out of live sporting events. But I don't believe them, Ed.
Well, that's it. You wouldn't give them a 10-year, $5 billion deal if you're going to stay out of live sports.
Well,
bottom line is this: WWE WrestleMania. What is that?
It's a pay-per-view.
Live.
Yeah, but it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah, but it's live.
Do they make more money putting it on Netflix?
But that's all going to be on Netflix. It comes out of Netflix. So all the Royal Rumble, all these others that really juices a pie.
Yeah.
But you know, the big pie is not only here domestically, but internationally.
Yes.
They got all the rights to everything internationally.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
It is huge.
That's where your big money is. You think $5 billion is big? You can triple that. You know, Vince McMahon's not a dummy. I mean, and you got to give him credit. And Triple H, Stephanie, and all the whole crew up there at the WWE, they're not stupid. They know how to make money.
Let me ask you this question real quick. I watch Netflix, and at the end of Netflix, it the credits are a mile and a half long because it has the credits for the people that did it in English, the credits for the people that did it in Portuguese, the credits for the people that did it in Spanish, Chinese, you know where I'm going, et cetera, et cetera. And you say internationally. Now, I know wrestling is big in other places than the United States. So my assumption is that if they go international, they're going to have to shape these broadcasts more internationally.
They'll have interpreters that'll go in and reread, you know, the bouts.
Well, here's the thing, though, okay, is that the WWE used to, especially on their big events, have an international broadcast lined up, and they would bring in all of the broadcasters from the big areas where they were big. They went away from that during COVID. This may be a sign that that's coming back, which would be good because that's a business that I'm in, and I would love for that to come back. But so when we were discussing this earlier, and we were on the phone.
I've always had Spanish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you were in Poland, they would bring in an extra announcing team.
Yep.
To lay it down in Polish.
Exactly.
And that's nothing but a plug, and you know that as an audio guy.
Oh, I know. I've been that guy. I've been that guy, and I've sent it to Poland. I've sent it to Poland. The question that I have, though, also is, this is five billion over 10 years for Monday Night right. Raw. I didn't see the contract, but from what I heard, it sounded like this is only Monday Night Raw. So it's the right. one production that they're getting for 10 years for $5 billion. This does right. open up an avenue now. They've got a relationship. I don't know
but
that.
But they also get all the international rights to everything.
So all of the shows they have for the internationals.
Yeah, everything okay. from SmackDown to whip Sally's ass. Whatever they want to have, they're going to have it. And Netflix will, you know, they're not going to cough up $5 billion for nothing.
No, I'm interested
in one show.
I'm interested in that, though, because you're right. It does not make sense.
Well, Fox did. Fox coughed up $1 billion for 5 years. That's $250 million a year.
Yep.
Okay? And Saudi Arabia has done the same thing.
All right.
But, yeah, so they send a show out to Saudi, you know, and sell it out. And it's like, okay, well, the Sheik of the Burning Sand has more oil money than they know what to do with. So, you know, Vince was saying, okay, let me take some of this old money and we'll be happy. And I will send you a show.
Yeah.
I will send you the best and the very best guys I got. And the lame bastards that can't work anymore. I will still send them to you for the money.
Yeah, I mean, so this opens up the question of, we know now that the WWE and the UFC have a partnership. Is Netflix going after the UFC maybe also by opening up this line of conversation? And if they do, I have feelings about that because I have not gotten into the UFC as much as I would like to for one reason. But do you think that Netflix is moving in and trying to get the UFC as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big, big move. Let me get the stepchild to WWE, and it's hard for me to say stepchild when WWE can draw so many people compared to the UFC ratings-wise. Okay, well, if I got the WWE for 5 years, what if I turn around and do a 2-year deal with the UFC for $1 billion? And see what it does. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what UFC, I mean, you know what WWE does, but what will UFC actually put up numbers? That's the key.
This is where I become curious because, to be honest with you, and granted, this is my personal opinion, I do not apply it to anyone else, but the reason why I'm not a huge UFC fan is that all of their main events are pay-per-view, and you can't give me the early card on ESPN and then have me switch to pay-per-view. I'm never going to do that. So if Netflix were to make this
deal... Well, that's how come their PPV numbers are down, because most people will not do that.
And in this day and age,
that's a sucker bet. Like in Vegas, that's a sucker bet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
In this day and age with the internet, people have found ways to watch it around your pay-per-view. That is a thing that is dying, I believe, and needs to be moved on from. But if they put it on Netflix and they make it a pay-per-view on Netflix, that's going to bother me even more because I'm already paying for Netflix. I don't want the extra. The Amazon does this. They all kind of do this. Disney does this. You're paying.
The deal with Netflix is you're supposed to be able to get all, like with WWE, WrestleMania, the Rumble, everything that they put out, you're able to get for free. Well, they do that on the WWE network anyway.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they do it for $5 billion? They'd be stupid.
I think Vince saw the writing on the wall that the streaming wars are on. It was time to pick up that bag, and that the pay-per-view model's not what it used to be. I mean, when it was satellite dishes and when it was cable and you had a handle on this is the only way you're going to be watching it, pay-per-view was great. in this millennia. That's no longer the case, right? Because people have figured a way around it. A lot of people are streaming. They've got the amount of content out there is incredible. It's hard to, you can find things that you like. So there's no reason to go outside of your familiar bubble of what you're paying for. I know a lot of people are paying for UFC pay-per-views, but it's the only way that you can watch those things live. And I feel like they're leaving a ton of audience. Now, this is where losing the big networks.
They're leaving a ton of money on the table by doing that to fans.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
This is where
it's a bait and switch. Yeah. Instead of doing the whole deal, okay, do a $2 billion deal with Netflix, but show everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Netflix will make a hell of a lot of money.
That's
subscribers.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a good looking woman. She goes to the bathroom and she comes back and she's uglier than friggin' sin. What the hell happened to you in the bathroom? That's what's happening with UFC.
We didn't get to as much as we wanted to in this segment, but the one thing that we are definitely going to have to get to is.
Oh my goodness, Jeff, you're going to love this. I told you about Belichick and how the front office held back money. They held back money. They wouldn't buy players for the guy. And then you run him out of town and thank him for 24 years of giving you 6 Super Bowls and yaggy, 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 yaggy. Kraft, that greedy bastard. Let me tell you something. All of a sudden, you get a black head coach and your whole front office opens the coffers to everybody in the whole wide world. They're going to give him plenty of money to make sure he doesn't fail. Why didn't they give Belichick the same money?
I don't know. I think that the relationship between Belichick and the Patriots had just run its course. I mean, he built a dynasty. He ran a dynasty, and dynasties end. And his dynasty ended.
Yeah, but you're trying to kill a legend, and you can't kill a legend.
No,
I've always said, champions are remembered. Legends are never forgotten. Thank you.
Well, here's the thing. You mentioned earlier that you believe that he could go and take Sean McDermott's job in Buffalo. If he does that, not only would it be a slap in the face to the Patriots because he went in division, but he, I think, is a guy who could take Buffalo to the promised land. And
oh, yeah.
If he does that, his legend grows. The New England Patriots were garbage. Never won a Super Bowl.
Has Buffalo ever won a Super Bowl?
No. Buffalo's never won one.
I used to tell DT, who used to be on this show with us, I used to tell Daryl, I'd look over and say, DT, he'd go, yeah, Ed. I said, couldn't he won one by accident?
All right, Eddie, well, we're going to run. We'll be back right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Doctor.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine. So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I hate to do it to you, Buffalo Bills fans. We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, it had to happen. Fate aligned. And the Buffalo Bills. I made the joke last week and I felt terrible when it happened because I don't like to pile on to these Buffalo Bills fans. It's cold up there. They're some of the best fans in the NFL. I want for them. I love Josh Allen. They played so well. It was so close. And then they have a field goal to tie it, and they're setting it up. And I think to myself, it's like a song, you know where it's going to go. It's a country song. I lost my dog. My mama died. My truck broke down, and the Buffalo Bills kicker missed a field goal.
Yeah, and still waiting on that train.
It's like unbelievable. I mean, I understand the pressure.
Bills are some of the greatest fans in the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah.
That's how come they need Belichick to come in there as a head coach before these guys get any older, got any more wear on their tires than they do, and turn this into a Super Bowl mania town once again. You know, I used to eat at the Anchor Bar, where the original Buffalo in Buffalo, where the wings originated. And the difference there is the original wings in Buffalo are 100% better than anything else. Okay, well, why don't you make yourself 100% better by hiring Belichick? The other coach, McDermott, is not getting it done. He doesn't have them spitting nails and firing bullets, man. You know something? He ought to. Those defensive guys and offensive guys on the line ought to be farting thunder, brother. I mean, it's like, get it done already.
Yeah, if Sean McDermott gets fired and they hire Bill Belichick, you're no longer the continental lover. You are the Nostradamus, because there's no way that's going to happen, but it sounds good on paper. I'm telling you right now, I will give you all the credit.
My end guys say to me that Belichick is going to Buffalo.
Man. Well, he knows how to win. He knows how to win in the cold. Is Tom Brady coming out of retirement?
About Atlanta or anybody else? And this guy qualifies for seven jobs
Yeah.
That are open in the NFL.
Any job. Anybody should be taking him if he wants them. I think Atlanta had a second interview set up with Harbaugh, and they've not made their decision. And I think it's wise to not make a decision until after the season, because you get more run if you make a hire like Belichick after the season.
Well, either, you know something, if you can get a Harbaugh or a Belichick, why pussyfoot around? Sign the sucker, because your team is only going to get better.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how come I'm telling you Harbaugh is going to the Chargers. Guarantee you.
I wonder how many Hall of Famers will come out of that Belichick dynasty in New England, because I don't think the number's going to be that high. I think he did a lot with.
Well, you got Randy Moss for Teddy Bruschi.
Randy Moss doesn't count.
Around.
Teddy Bruschi counts. Tom Brady definitely.
Yeah.
And
how about Gronk?
Gronkowski definitely will. That's two that I count. Randy Moss doesn't count. And I just feel like Teddy Bruschi, does he make it in? I don't know. He was
a great
very
linebacker.
Talented. Yeah, I know he's a good linebacker, but I don't know if he makes it. I'm interested to see, because you look at the dynasties of old and they've got so many guys that make
ESPN
it into the Hall of Fame.
Will make him ESPN will make sure Teddy Bruschi gets in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I guess time will tell on that one. He's got to be eligible pretty soon. So
yeah,
our AFC championship this weekend at 3 p.m. is the Chiefs and the Ravens. Now,
wow.
The Ravens have...
That's like a Super Bowl.
Well, this is the thing, though. The Ravens have a quarterback that everybody is very excited about in Lamar Jackson. I don't think it matters what they do on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense is so good. They shut down the Houston Texans like the Houston Texans shouldn't have even been in the playoffs. And
well,
I think
they look like a joke. I mean, they made the Texans look like a joke. I'm just telling you, and I picked the Texans, and I've seen them play many, many times in Houston, and I'm just telling you. Whoever was Slavik, I think is the Slowick, is the offensive coordinator for the Texans. Well, his gameplay was horrible.
I don't know. I think it was the defense.
He couldn't change anything. I mean, it's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that against a world-class defense like the Ravens have. You have got to step it up and say, look, I'm going to throw this ball down the field. I'm going to separate these guys because they're in the cluster and they're killing me. I mean, they kill that C.J. Stroud. And that's sad because he's a great quarterback.
Well,
even if he's a rookie, he's a game kind of guy.
Let's hold our breaths on whether or not the Texans were bad or if the Ravens are just that good, because I think that there's a chance that they're going to shut down Patrick Mahomes the same way they did C.J. Stroud.
Happen, brother.
We'll have to find out. It'll happen this weekend. It's going to be a fun game to watch.
They're going to shut down. Hey, how about the Chiefs shutting down Mr. Who is the greatest thing ever since sliced bread? They're going to shut him down, Mr. QB for Baltimore.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it will.
I feel like
because Mahomes can score.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs can score. Can the Ravens keep up the score with the Chiefs? That's the damn deal there.
Let me say this. So there were some local television station accidentally ran a graphic or ran a commercial that had the Super Bowl being the Ravens and the 49ers. And there was a lot of talk about the fix being in, that it's all
right.
It's all fake and it's all...
It's not fake. It's just predetermined.
I don't think it's true, because if that were true, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift would be on their way to the Super Bowl for sure. They couldn't get her to perform at the Super Bowl. So the only way for them to get her there is to have her boy toy bring her with him to the Super Bowl. So I feel like if the fix were in, it would be the Chiefs versus the 49ers. But Travis Kelce, by the way, played out of his mind.
It's
if it wasn't for Travis...
Chiefs,
okay.
It's going to be the Chiefs versus Detroit Lions.
It's interesting you say that, because I think that the Ravens are going to face the 49ers. I don't think it's because the fix is in. I think it's because they're the best teams out of the AFC and the NFC. The Lions, Jordan didn't have enough love Shaq when he went in to face the Lions. They played very well against the Lions. That was a great game. And Baker baked against the 49ers as well. They lost
Debo Samuel. Yeah, that's the comeback player of the year. You know, just strap yourself in. Nobody else. It's a white guy that's going to win the quarterback, comeback, you know, player of the year. He deserves it.
Yep.
I mean, he went into Tampa and turned it around after the legend, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there. He definitely comeback player of the year. Baker Mayfield, absolutely. I think, is in a league of his own when it comes to that. But they played well against the 49ers. The 49ers did potentially lose Debo Samuel, who is their Swiss Army knife.
Guy.
And that's big. But this 49ers team, especially on defense, I mean, they are incredible. It's going to be interesting. And it's crazy that I say that, because on the other side of the ball, they've got Christian McCaffrey. They've got Brock Purdy, the second coming, who seems to be able to win when it's time to win. Mr. Irrelevant has become relevant. That's going to be a fun game as well. That's the later game on Fox.
And you know what's a great story? There's two stories out of this NFC divisional playoff. It's Detroit Lions. The story of it's just a historical moment for the NFL if the Lions can upset the 49ers. But it's like you said before, where is the modern day Tom Brady? Well, you got him in Brock Purdy. The last guy taken has proven that he should have been in the first round, really, because that's how good he plays.
So I want to get back to this 49ers-Buccaneers game, because I watched it intently, and it was interesting to me because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers should have won that game. When they got down and they needed to score in the first half, they threw the ball to Mike Evans over.
Yeah, and he dropped.
No. He got them back at halftime. It was close because Baker Mayfield was throwing it to Mike Evans. And then in the third quarter, they went back to what they were doing before. So they found themselves in a position where they had to do it again. And they almost did it again by going back to Mike Evans. If they had
almost, you know, I always say about these guys, almost only works with, I mean, come on. You shouldn't be in the NFL saying almost.
Well, I mean, they almost came back. They almost did it. They were within a touchdown, and there was time.
Have.
They didn't get a stop, and the 49ers won.
Right.
But realistically,
had
they kept going to Mike Evans, their best weapon, who the best cornerback on every team has a hard time covering. The guy has been in the league 10 years. He has received over 1,000 yards in every year of his tenure.
They were pretty good, but Baker could have beat him with a couple of real good throws. It'd have been over.
Well, Todd Bowles went away from they had a terrible running game. They stuck with it. They should have just kept throwing the ball and throwing the ball to Mike Evans.
Go back to the West Coast deal and let Baker do the dinks and the dongs and bang, 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 hit the back out of the backfield and keep moving the chains. And he's good at that. He could do that all day long. And he's got people don't understand. All you listeners there today is this. Baker Mayfield has a shotgun for an arm. He can throw that thing so fast, so hard, is that there's no excuse for these people to be dropping it. I mean, he's really good. I'm just telling you, he needs to go to Atlanta Falcons from Tampa Bay, and they'd be in the Super Bowls if Belichick coached them.
Somebody is going to have to play quarterback in Atlanta for sure. I think they're going to draft somebody. I don't know that Baker is Belichick's kind of guy. but it would be interesting to see him there.
Well, Vrabel, he's that kind of guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he was in Carolina.
Yeah,
they don't even know how to coach him. I mean, they just stunk the joint up. That's how bad the organization is.
All right, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
That went by fast, Eddie. It's been a fun mouthing like off all over the world.
Yeah.
Well, you already gave your picks, and I already gave my picks.
Well,
we don't have a long time to talk here.
Pick? Because you can... You can change it and say, oh, to the Mouthing Off Nation, I made a mistake.
I made a mistake last week in saying that the Bills were going to win. I definitely made that mistake, but I'm not going to make that mistake again. I think the Ravens defense shuts down Patrick Mahomes. I think that, you know, Travis Kelce turned out to be the guy. He played out of his wits. He was throwing hearts up to the stands at Taylor Swift. And I think that the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, come on. You know, lay off of Taylor Swift.
I can't.
Let me tell you something. If you, me, and every guy out there had a chance to date this billionaire girl, your butt would jump on it, because the bottom line is that's some good booty and she's pretty as hell. And let me tell you something. You know, I always said about Kansas City, I used to hate being in Kansas City.
Well,
but I'm going to pick the Chiefs over those old tired ass Baltimore Ravens. That's me.
I'm tired of the Chiefs. I have no love for the Baltimore Ravens,
the Chiefs, man.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. One of us
is
going to be right.
I hate Kansas City except the barbecue.
Lions and 49ers. You're taking the Lions.
Without a doubt. That's the greatest story in football.
Oh, it's fun to watch. They have a great quarterback who's got a chip on his shoulder. They have
but they got a chance. You know why?
Why?
The Niners proved that last week against the Packers. The Packers they don't have near the team Detroit Lions do. And I don't think they have the hunger that the Detroit Lions do. And I don't think the 49ers are hungry. Detroit is hungry. And they got something to prove. And they got a coach that will, when they come out, they will be spitting like a Gatling gun. You better strap yourself in because they're going to knock the snot out of your nose. Believe me.
Well, I got to say, people can't say that we're towing the same line here, Eddie, but we got to go.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye to the Mouthing Off Nation, all 6 million strong. Until next week, Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield saying so long, everybody.